Well, I'm joined now by Brian Markham, who's the president of Luctonians. And Brian, it must be a very proud day, I would think, as we sit here in the back of the brand new grandstand.
It is. It's been a privilege to be part of it. 200 plus people sat in the new grandstand. Young George Townsend, 5.5 years old, completed the ribbon cutting ceremony. It's a beautiful day. Teams are out on the pitch training. Fantastic view from up here. It's everything that we want the Luctonian Sports Club to represent.
It was interesting during the speeches, there was no grant aid for this. All this money was raised by the club.
Not a penny. We went down the grant aided route to start with, but came up. We didn't really bother too much about it. We had such a huge response from the club, from individuals, firms, local firms and otherwise, that we've comfortably funded the building of the stand to such an extent that we feel we can now go on to phase two, which is the gymnasium part of it, with some money to spare. Having said that, I'm not going to commit myself too much because there are individuals and firms that I've still got my beady eyes on.
When the work started, it seemed to sort of go up very quickly, because I drive past the work every day, I should explain, and I thought when the steelwork went up, it went up very rapidly.
Yeah, well, we had a good grounding, we put everything into place. In my naivety, when I took this job on, I didn't realise the grandstand had been on the books for about 10 years, in fact. But with a keen eye of leaving my footprint, as they say, on the club, we started the project. I think it's somewhere in the region of 4 months, 4 to 5 months from the dismantling of the old sheds that were here before to the complete building that we're sitting in at this moment.
An awful lot of work, presumably, has been put in by an awful lot of people.
Incredible amount of work. Incredible amount of work. I'm always absolutely amazed at the club Luctonian. It doesn't matter who you go to, at what level, you'll get some kind of commitment. And they range from quite considerable sums of money to countless hours of labour and expertise. It's an amazing experience to be part of it.
The final point, all you need now is for Lux to turn around and beat Hull, just to round off the day perfectly.
That would really put the icing on the cake. Been talking to members of the team, they're well committed for this season. We've got basically the same squad as last year, a few interesting additions. They're well up for it, I believe, and we should see a fantastic game of rugby. The settings are perfect, the ground is perfect. Hopefully we'll get the win we want.
Brian, good to talk to you. Many congratulations to you and your committee. It sets off the ground beautifully, and well done to everybody involved.
Well done. Right. Thanks a lot.
That's Brian Markham, who's the president of Luctonians Rugby Club.